time to check in with our weekend warrior, Anthony Docker. We'll find out the news of the weekend. I was head down in front of an Xbox, so I was paying no attention to anything at all. What did happen, Anthony?
Oh, look, a lot of things happened this weekend. Nothing really huge, but... unless you're a Swan supporter, like myself.
I was wondering if you were going to mention it. I didn't want to bring it up.
Yeah, look, the footy season is officially over. Can I just say that?
It's clearly not at all. Look, in you're any way, Swan supporter. Or form.
Yeah. You've got nothing in the game either. look, the Swans put in a pretty tired, lackluster performance, but I think it's been a pretty intense season to make the finals, and it kind of showed.
Look, it's been a bizarre season. I mean, you know, we would have written off the Swans very early on this one, and they've turned it around. I think they've done a great showing. My eyes are on GWS at the moment.
Yeah, I think GWS and the Cats. That's my tip for grand final.
Well, look, I just love the fact that they're doing so well. You know, I think they could use the boost, and I'd like to see a Sydney team in the final if we have to have it that way.
A few more fans would
help. Yeah, definitely.
Look, Cassini crashed into Saturn.
It did.
Yeah, it brings to end one of the greatest space missions of all time. Mm-hmm. And so it's a kind of a weird feeling. You know, it's this feeling that, you know, it's sad news. It's literally been obliterated into Saturn. But, you know, mission accomplished.
That's a very good way of putting it.
And, you know, and what a mission. I mean, those photos are just amazing. Yeah. I mean, it's completely transformed our understanding of Saturn. And did you know that it had a 1-megapixel camera?
You know what? I did not know that at all.
and why are you thinking, oh, why is it only 1 megapixel? Well, the thing launched in 1997.
That was a big camera back then.
Yeah, that would have been an
that was a massive,
camera.
Expensive camera.
So, you know, and I think it's really bizarre that this phone that I'm holding is many, many more times advanced than Cassini, which just shows that technology doesn't actually matter. What actually matters is humanity. Because, you know, it's all the engineers and scientists working with what they had floating around Saturn, and look what they did.
That could be the hottest of hot takes I've seen from Cassini. I actually quite like that.
Yeah.
It brings us together as people.
I think it is. It is one of the truly great things that, you know, the human race has done.
Well, and also it's our capacity to empathise with inanimate objects better than we can empathise with fellow humans.
I know. let's segue back to Earth. On Sunday, a skywriter in the sky wrote, "Vote no." Did you see this?
You know what? I didn't. I read about it on Twitter and realised I couldn't even be bothered walking outside to look up to see such trite rubbish.
Well, I was out on the streets when it was actually being written. Look, it doesn't worry me so much. I mean, if somebody wants to blow their money on that, who cares? The thing that really got my blood boiling was on Friday when I came home from work. I opened up the mailbox and there it was, my little letter.
There it was.
Yeah, I opened it up. And my blood boiled. $122 million worth of Liberal Party dysfunction and weakness in my hand. You know, it is none of my business. I've got to tick yes on this thing and return it. But it's none of my business because, A, what consenting adults do with their life has nothing to do with me. And, B, we have a thing called the government whose job is to change the law so people can marry whoever they choose to. And after I tick yes and send it in, they're still going to have to do that.
Exactly. This has been a waste of money and a waste of time. It's been demeaning for everyone involved. But I would still, please encourage everyone to vote yes.
Yes, I'm ticking yes. I'm returning it this week. But,
yeah, I'm waiting for mine. I'm hoping it'll be there today. I'm enjoying the Twitter phenomenon of pets for yes. People taking photos of their pets standing near the survey form. So I like the idea of my grumpy cat sitting somewhere near.
I look forward
yes
to seeing
vote,
it.
Yeah.
On a related topic, the Twitter put down of the weekend belongs to Christine Foster. I don't know if you saw this. Replying to a tweet from her brother, Tony Abbott. So Abbott tweeted on Friday, religious freedom and other protections under same-sex marriage should have been worked out well before being put to the people. Christine Foster replied, "A plebiscite was your idea, Tony Abbott. As a legislator, you should have thought of protections that were needed before they haven't been put in place."
That is the Twitter put down.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, Christmas dinner is going to be interesting this year.
It's going to be a very awkward one.
And it does look like Tony is now the designated turkey. sad news with the passing of Harry Dean Stanton.
Yeah, 91, still working.
I know. Obviously, cigarettes are really good for you. Yeah. A truly iconic actor.
We can't say that.
I'll take that back.
He's a truly iconic actor. I went and dragged out my VHS special edition with poster of Paris, Texas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you actually watch it?
No, I don't have anything to complain about. I just want to remind myself that I still owned it.
So what's your favourite performance? Is that his, your favourite performance?
That is it. Harry? I mean, it's his standout role. Yeah. But, you know, I'll watch him in anything.
He is in almost everything as well.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he's fantastic.
And whenever he's in it, he's always had these little minor parts and he always popped.
Yeah, popped. Incredible.
I think of like Cool Hand Luke.
Mm-hmm,
almost
mm-hmm.
stole that movie. And that's, you know, Paul Newman was doing a pretty good job of stealing that movie and Harry almost stole it.
Alien. Alien. Come on, him yeah. and Yaphet Kotto down engineering.
Am I right in saying he's the first one who actually dies after John Hurt? He's the first...
From memory, yes. Yeah, but you are testing my memory of Alien now.
I think, yeah, and I think also proof that, you know, cats aren't always good. Escape from New York?
Yes, of course.
Pretty in Pink. He was the dad.
He was, wasn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, he's in Kelly's Heroes. He's in so many of my favourite movies of all time. It's just crazy. And also, he, you know, this year he was in the Twin Peaks Return in a really great performance.
So my favourite story that came out over the weekend, people fondly remembering interviewing him, and at some point he stopped them and said, "Why do you keep talking to me about the Care Bears movie? What are you on about?" And they're like, "Well, you're in it. That's why we're talking about it." And apparently he said, "Holy F, I am."
A quiet weekend for Trump. Just a painfully awkward interaction with his wife. Have you seen the video?
I have not.
Track it down.
All right,
it's
okay.
It's great. It is great.
No one is talking about that. Everyone's talking about the retweets, but yeah.
Yeah, also I was going to say the retweet. Have you seen that one?
Yes, I have seen that
golf
one.
Golf ball, yeah. Yeah, the word presidential is becoming a kind of an important word, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Or rather maybe a completely nonsensical word.
I've got a feeling by the end of the term, presidential will have about the same meaning as saying I've sold myself. You know.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Or exclusive on the front of a newspaper.
Well, that was the weekend.
Thank you very much, Anthony Dockrell.